Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Brittany.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Brittany.
Yeah, but can you hear me? My headset might be going in and out.
Yeah,
then we have
some issues with the internet
today. Oh, the internet is whack at. My bad. This headset, I'm damn near ready to go to Walmart and just go buy me another one.
Okay, have you spoke with IT about it?
Yeah, and they told me it was because of my internet speeds and all that and all that. I didn't pay money to upgrade my internet speeds because. What they saying, the company saying I ain't getting is just crazy.
Okay, well, I hate to hear that because I can't hear it in the phone call when you call in. Then you were having some issues with that. Okay, so
you can hear me. You have an issue with now.
No, it was when you first came in. It was a little, you know, staticky. It was going in and out, but I guess you know. So it sounds a lot better now. I can actually hear you a lot louder and clearer now.
Yeah, okay. But now you going at.
Am I? Okay. Well, let's talk about this call. Can you hear me? Brittany?
See, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm finna try to see if I can blow the little thing. Maybe it's dust in it. I don't know what the hell wrong with this headset. I'm sick of it.
Okay, because I can hear you just fine. You say you having issues with hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine now. I had to take the little thing out and blow it. And then I'm finna sit it up right here on this little bed right here where it's at and not touch it and hope I keep you. Okay. You can hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you just fine. Okay, so let's talk about the call that you just got done reviewing.
Okay, wait just a second. Can both of you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry, Brittany. I forgot to let you know that Kristen was on the line with us as well. Brittany.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, Brittany. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I was on the call, too.
I don't even know who Kristen is. I'm sorry. You are a new team leader?
No, I would be your senior lead.
Okay.
Tiffany's your lead.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I forgot to tell you about that. I'm sorry. So let's talk about the call. So basically, what it seems like the customer called in. You know, for the Koala campaign, the call started off wonderful. She best called in inquiring about the charges that she was seeing on her statement. You properly explained the terms and conditions that was required. The customer did state that she had called and sent numerous emails to counsel.
Hush.
Ms. Jackson became a little bit argumentative with her, with the customer, and started to go back and forth with her about. You know, well, ma'am, you called in, you know, we're open 24 hours, we do have a callback line, and et cetera. When she basically was saying that she had sent numerous emails, and then she called in to have a counsel. After that, it sounds like where you basically said it to her sarcastic and advised the customer that due to the CDC, we only can accept electronic returns. Customer became more upset and made several threats to sue. Now, in this case, you were supposed to have inner threat protocol. So, in this case, you did fail to adhere to that threat and was being made on the line. And then the customer did disconnect the line as well. You did fail to call the customer back 2 times. Which is required on those particular calls.
Okay. Let me ask this, Brittany. Did you listen to this call?
Yes, ma'am. I listened to it.
Okay. What was your take on the call?
Well, from my understanding, I thought that I don't even remember which account this was. I wish I could see the account so I could remember which one this was. Because I believe she was in decline mode for the purchases, or she was either in chargeback, one of the two, if I can remember specifically. And I know that once they are into those things anyway, there's nothing else we can do with the account. We can't touch it after it's in chargeback or if it's in blacklist. I know we can't touch it. And I know I made a mistake before when the customer did, you know, that was when I was working in building, though, when the customer stated that they was going to sue, but their account was blacklisted already, and I accidentally refunded the account. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to make that same mistake again. So I thought I was handling that. I thought that's what I was supposed to do when that person is in that. I still explained, you know, let her know what was going on, the terms and conditions, you know, so still let her know that part, which Ms. Pam told me to do, you know, still let them know, even though they're in blacklist, still explain to them what the charges are or whatever. And once she stated that she was going to sue, I mean, there's really nothing I can do with the account, you know, so I was just basically following that because I didn't want to turn around and make the same mistake that I made in the floor, which is Ms. Pam told me, you know, we can get in trouble for that, for refunding, you know, blacklisted and chargeback accounts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I can actually send you the link to this account, but
okay.
This account was, the customer had already been charged.
Okay.
And
yeah,
the account was,
yeah, because that's what I said, I couldn't remember which one this was. That's why I said I want to look at it, because I wasn't sure, because
yeah.
I know I had a problem with a customer who did state that she wanted to dispute, but she was, I mean, did want to sue, and she was in blacklist. So that's why I want to be sure which account it was. That's why I said I want to look
yeah.
at it.
Now, yeah, on this account, you
and
had
see,
actually,
on my end, it's not even showing me the actual account.
It's, you got to go to the DC Koala tab.
Under DC Consulting, I just sent it to you, the link.
But on this particular account, you had notated on here that you were putting on a Google Doc for the account to be blacklisted. Excuse me. Are you guys still both on the call?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, I thought y'all heard
okay.
me. I'm sorry. I was talking and y'all didn't hear me.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was saying that I was able to find it. I had to look at it, what Kristen sent me. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was able to look at it. I couldn't look at it through how you sent it to me, Tiffany. It was just a regular login through your Kinetic account.
Okay. Well, you see where the account wasn't any type of chargebacks or anything like that. She was actually billed.
Yeah, that's why I said I wanted to look at the account to actually see which one it was, because I know I did have an issue where a customer said she wanted to sue, and I it's really nothing we can do because she was already in blacklisted, but this not the one. I don't even remember
mm-hmm.
this one.
Now, you requested for her to be blacklisted, but I'm not for sure why was that even placed on Google Doc, but you also failed to go into the threat protocol as well.
Okay. Yeah, I see. But I don't remember what I put on the Google that. I don't even remember me even.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I filled that. I probably messed up and put somebody else's information onto a wrong Google Doc. I don't know. I'm gonna take full accountability for whatever I done, because I really don't remember.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna fake or place blame on nothing else, because I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, the situation with this is, I know Tiffany had just spoke with you on February the 16th about infractions similar to these. And I want to say it was another Koala call. But on this particular call, you were argumentative with a customer. You didn't adhere to the threat. And then you notated on the account that the customer had stated that she disputed the charges, and that was never stated by the customer. And that's why we wanted you to listen to the call to see if you remembered the call, because typically we do, you know, try to get you to see if you recognize where you went wrong. And
right. I understand. And let me see what date this was on, because I want to say this probably was the day I had a lot going on.
That was last month.
Last Monday, yeah, we had a lot going on. I had a meeting at school, and it just threw me for a whole loop. And I take full responsibility for whatever happened last week. Last week was a very bad week for me, and my kids. As you can see, I wasn't really even. Really couldn't even come to work last week. I had a bad meeting at the school with my kid. So I'm taking responsibility for that. So I'm sorry for letting those things knock me off track for what I had going on for that day. But it really threw me for a loop. And if you're a parent, you understand.
I do.
You know,
I do.
Especially when you get called from the school from another child trying to accuse your son of doing something very, very vulgar that you know your son wouldn't do, but you really can't say your son would, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
And I do understand that, but I do also know that you cannot let that interfere with your calls.
Yeah, that's what I just said, so I take full accountability for that. So if I get in trouble for it, suspended for it, whatever, I'll take responsibility. Can't blame nobody but me.
Just you got to find a way to be able to deal with customers that are upset, or, you know, just keep going on and on and on. You can't argue with the customers, Brittany. You can't. Anytime a threat's made, you have to follow up immediately with, you know, with a refund offer. The only time, like you were saying, the only time you would not do that is if, you know, they have stated that they had already filed a dispute or an accounts and chargeback, something like that. But yeah, you those are very important things. And then anytime a call disconnects, you always want to make sure that you're calling the customer back to try to, you know, get the account resolved. Because if not, it can lead to a chargeback on the account, and that's something that we always want to avoid, okay? Now, I do know, due to the severity of this call and you just recently being spoke to about some of the same issues the week prior to this call, it is going to result in a two-day suspension. That is also going to include loss of at-home privileges. So what that means is that your suspension would begin today. So it'd be for the rest of today, for tomorrow, and then you can return for your, I'm not sure what when your next day to work would be, but I'm showing you would be allowed to come back on the 3rd. So that would be Wednesday. But you would have to report in-house for your shift.
Okay. And see, that's where we have a problem. Because I live in Frisco. I don't live in Montgomery.
I mean, and I do understand that, too. I mean, I live in Lee County, so I get it. But that is part of when you do receive a suspension, you are required to come back in-house. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't get back to where you, you know, can potentially could go.
Oh, no, I definitely understand. I just know that what I will have to do, because, you know, I'm probably going to have to take a leave of absence after the 2-day suspension due to transportation issues. I live in Frisco, which is 2 hours outside of Montgomery. Okay. Which is part of Monroe County, which is 2 hours outside.
Right.
Of Montgomery.
I definitely understand because, you know, when you first came in as on my team, we talked about, you know, your transportation and also, you know, you wanted to go home due to that. But I also explained to you, you know, when you worry, that's before you went
which is
home.
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, like, after the suspension, I'm going to have to take a leave of absence.
Okay. I mean, I do, like I said, I do understand personally.
I mean, but that's,
I
you
know,
that has not, this a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, like I said, you know, you get back on track where you need to be, and we can get you back home. But that's
yes,
all up to you. You know, you
yes,
you have to be willing to put forth the effort and, you know, walk that line and do what you're supposed to do. I do know you're capable. If you were, you would have never made it home to begin with, you know. So,
I definitely understand.
Mind.
But, yeah, so I'm probably going to have to, I don't know how I'm going to have to call it in. The leap of absence, but yeah, I'm gonna have to take one after the 2-day suspension until I can be able to come drive back and forth to Montgomery.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything to do with that department, so the only thing I could suggest is I'm sorry, the phone's echoing. If you would reach out to Dee Cook and HR, she would be the one that you would need to speak to in order to get that set up. So, like I said, I don't know how that procedure works, so, but I do know that's who you would need to speak to.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, I do want to let you know that after 90 days, this will fall off, okay, but in the next 90 days, if anything else was to occur, another call like this or severe infraction, it could lead to termination. We don't want to see that happen, but again, that, you know, that is up to you. Okay. Me and Tiffany are here to help in any way that we can to help you get on track. Anything we can do, okay, let us know. If you need more information on protocol, on threat protocol, what threats or what, you know, whatever. Just let us
yes,
know, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's, you know, if we do continue our employment with each other.
All right. Well, do you have any questions for me or for Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go.
All right, Brittany. Well, I hope to see you Wednesday.
I definitely.
But if not, then I
can't guarantee you that. I'm probably gonna have to be out for a little minute.
walk out with them and let, you know, HR know what's going on and see if anything they make you do. Whatever the case may be as well.
All righty. Well, you have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.